Module 5, Chemical and Electrical Hazards. Chemical and safety hazards occur even in seemingly safe environments. From cleaning products to overused outlets, there are risks everywhere. Being aware of the dangers related to the chemicals and electricity will help prevent disaster. Always be aware of what chemicals are on the premises and how the electricity is being used. Assess chemicals used. All chemicals must be assessed. Begin by making a list of all chemicals and where and how they are stored, as well as when they are used and by whom. Chemicals come in liquid, gas, and powder forms, so do not focus on liquids alone. First, check the packaging. If you are not familiar with a chemical, OSHA has a list available. Chemicals act through inhalation, contact, injection, or ingestion. There are different chemical risks. Carcinogen can cause cancer such as asbestos. Acute toxicity, risk with single exposure such as insecticide. Chronic toxicity builds up with exposure such as lead. Corrosive damages skin, eyes, or airways such as strong acids or bases. Irritants inflames the skin, eyes, or airways such as ammonia. Sensitizers causes irritation with repeat exposure such as formaldehyde. Reproductive damages developing fetus and parent such as heavy metals and aromatic solvents. Mutagen can damage genes in cells such as benzene. Once you identify the risks of each chemical, make sure they are stored appropriately. For example, some chemicals cannot be near heat. Finally, communicate the hazards to employees. Remember that some people are more sensitive than others, so always take the greatest precautions. Inform. There are different ways to inform employees about the chemicals they use. Obviously, begin by making sure every chemical is labeled correctly. Other ways to inform employees about hazards are: provide MSDS, Material Safety Data Sheets. Create a hazard communication program. Basic employee trainings. Specialized employee trainings for employees who regularly work with hazards. Employees must understand the risk of chemicals, how to use them, how to store them, and how to dispose of them. There should also be protocols in place for medical and non-medical emergencies. Control exposure. There are four different ways to control exposure to chemicals in the workplace. Eliminate or substitute. The safest method is to remove dangerous chemicals completely or substitute them for safer ones. Engineering controls. Alter the environment to reduce contact. Administrative controls. Alter the task to limit exposure, example, rotate tasks. PPE, personal protective equipment, protects wearer during use. It is not always possible to remove chemical exposure. Always, however, take the safest option for your employees. Electrical dangers. Electrical dangers can cause shock, burns, fires, and death. The three main causes of electricity-related death are failure to maintain equipment, grounding or electrical components not correct, work on electrified equipment. Not all dangers are so blatant. Others are a little easier to overlook. Overloaded surge protectors, frayed cords, stapling cords, forcing plugs into outlets, leaving appliances on, no clearance around electrical panels. The best way to address possible electrical dangers is to have effective policies and enforce them. Policies and controls. Electrical policies and controls help prevent injury and give employees the guidelines they need to stay safe. Basic controls that all companies should put in place include: make sure wiring is safe and up to date, ground electricity when necessary, make sure equipment is safe and compatible, assess the environment for electrical hazards. Policies that should be included are: employees should avoid overloading power strips and outlets. Do not unplug machines to turn them off. Report damaged cords or malfunctioning equipment. Only qualified professionals address electrical problems. Keep cords out of walkways. Turn off malfunctioning equipment. There are legal regulations that will help shape policies and controls, and specialized electricians will require more detailed policies and controls. Case study. As a safety officer, David was responsible for monitoring the electrical safety in the office. Rose complained that she kept losing power. Outside of her basic office equipment, she also had a space heater, cell phone, and iPad charger plugged into the power strip. David also noticed that the cords were tangled together. Rose knew the rules, but she did not consider them important. David explained that she was in danger of more than a minor shock. She was also increasing the risk of an electrical fire. Rose promised to follow the guidelines in the future. David warned that he would be watching her, and she would be written up if she failed to comply.